boys and girls, and everyone else in the story time, we were learning about Paul and Silas, who had been put in prison for telling everybody about Jesus. Well, Paul and Silas lived a long, 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 long time ago. But this man is in prison right now. Because he believes in Jesus, because he speaks out about Jesus and teaches other people about Jesus. Pastor Saeed Abedini. I even have a picture of the prison that he is in. At least it should be there. Picture of the prison seems to have disappeared off my radar now. I'm going to tell you, boys and girls, where he is in prison. He's in prison in a town called Baghdad, which is in the country of Iraq. And right there now, it's a very difficult country to be in. And people are dying every day with bombs, and people are shooting on people. It's a terrible place to be in. Oh, we just, here we are now, we need to pray for the poorest people in Baghdad. But especially for Christian people in Iraq at the moment, it is so very difficult. Because they're not allowed to believe in Jesus. They're not allowed to talk about Jesus. So, what are they supposed to do? Well, they won't keep quiet because they've got Jesus in their hearts and they've got to speak about him. So Pastor Saeed, he was taken away from his wife and his two children and he was put in this prison, the Evin prison in Baghdad. Boys and girls, this is one of the worst prisons in the whole world. They don't look after you if you end up in this prison. You are treated very, very, very badly if you end up in this prison. And that's where Pastor Saeed is right now. He's a minister just like me. I can go about being a minister in this country, no problem. Nobody stops me speaking about Jesus. Nobody tells me anything, really. But Pastor Saeed, well, I'll remind you of him. Oh, you're doing it over there, yeah. Okay, sorry. Pastor Saeed, he's been put in prison just for believing in Jesus. Now, boys and girls, and I guess this is for moms and dads very much as well. In the story that we had from Acts this morning, in our stories, we read of an amazing thing that took place. There was an earthquake, and the doors of the prison were sprung open, and Paul and Silas were able to go free. I want to tell you a couple of things right now. I believe that our God can do things like that. And I believe God could cause something like that to happen so that Pastor Saeed would come free from prison. But this is what I also think. God is not a show-off. God is not a show-off. In fact, I think God is the very opposite. He works all the time in his world. But he works usually, most times, quietly in the background. So that most people don't even see he's there and don't even see what he's up to. But let me tell you this, in the country of Iraq, here he is. Things are changing. A new prime minister has come into power. And he is a nicer man than the old prime minister. He is not so wicked and evil as the old prime minister. And so what Christians are doing now is praying that this new prime minister will make things different in the country. And that Pastor Saeed and all the others who are in jail will be free from jail and will be able to go on believing in Jesus. So we believe that God is at work even now in our world. But we've got to play our part. We've got to pray for Pastor Saeed and his wife and children. And when there's a chance to sign a petition to go to our government and other places, we've got to do it. It's our bit.
to join in with God, what God is doing quietly in his world for his people. Hey, maybe God would bring an earthquake to the Evan prison in Baghdad. Or maybe he will do it quietly. But we believe he's watching over Pastor Saeed, and he will keep on watching over him in all the time to come. Pastor Saeed has not given up believing in Jesus, even though it's very difficult. I want to say to all of our boys and girls, especially those of you who are going to secondary school, and those who are already in secondary school, as you grow up, don't give up believing and following after Jesus. I want you to remember Pastor Saeed. Hey, it's tough for him, but he keeps on believing in Jesus for all of you. Sometimes life is tough. Sometimes we're up against it. Sometimes we wonder, why is God leaving me here? Why is God not doing something about it? We keep on believing. We keep on keeping on. We keep on following Jesus. Because God is in our world. God is quietly at work in our world. And God is with us every step of the way, as he is with Pastor Saeed. Let's bow our heads right now, and let's pray for Saeed and his whole family right now as he stays in prison. Father God, we thank you for the earthquake which led Paul and Silas out of prison. Oh, how good it would be if the same thing would happen now at the end of prison in Baghdad, and if Saeed was able to go free along with the others who are imprisoned up there. But whether you do that, Father God, or whether you work in other ways, we thank you that you are at work and that you're watching over Saeed and his wife and his children. Bless them, Lord, we pray, because we ask it. In Jesus' name, Amen.